Yeah, we got everybody together to sort of impart the information. It gives a message, hopefully, of stability for the football club, and it was received in that spirit.
There's some reaction on social media which is rather sceptical. I think in the light of the last couple of years, there's a lot of scepticism among supporters, isn't there? Do you understand that?
I do understand it. We've been through an horrendous journey, and I think whatever had happened at Morecambe would have been met with some scepticism, I've got to say. Sadly so. People sometimes look at things and don't take everything into consideration. And I don't blame them for that. They haven't got the inside pitch on things. They haven't got the full knowledge. And we acted in the best interest of the football club. You know, this deal's been looked at by the EFL in great detail. It hasn't just happened overnight. It's been going on for quite a while now. And I did notice something before. Somebody had said, why announce it this week? Why now? Well, because this is when it's happened. There's no other reason than this is the date it's happened. No more, no less than that.
Yeah, there's some suggestion, isn't there, that it's not the most settling thing to announce in one way, or maybe it is the most settling thing to announce just days before such a big game.
That's just coincidental. It's just happened that way. There's no doubt about that at all. But if there's investment into the club, surely that's got to be, I would hope, a good thing.
Now, moving on to Saturday, the big news is really that you announced at the weekend after the Barnet game that the directors and the club are funding free coach travel down to the ground to get as many fans at Coventry as possible.
Indeed. I mean, we took a view that this is a cup final. It's a one-off game. It's in our hands. It's our opportunity to retain our Football League status. And we want everybody possible there to share that, to get behind Jim and Ken and the boys and really play their part as a 12th man. It's so important to us. For me, it was a no-brainer. It had to be done, and the response has been great. And I would just urge people not to look at what's happened today, not to overthink all this right now. The important thing is Saturday's game at Coventry, at the Ricoh Arena, and getting the result there. Getting that at least 1 point, hopefully three, to maintain our Football League status. That is a crucial thing this week.
Do you think in many ways this is a bigger, more important game than Wembley in 2007?
It has ramifications if we don't maintain our Football League status. That's the issue. It has ramifications for the funding of the football club, for community sports, for the academy. So it is a massive game. You know, you look at all these facets of the football club. It isn't just football on a Saturday afternoon or a Tuesday night. There are many more issues to consider. And it is a massive game. I've got to say, second half on Saturday, my heart was going 20 to the dozen. You know, I was hoping they got the defibrillator station somewhere sensible because the tension is absolutely palpable. But we've got to set off on Saturday, the fans and everybody, with the mindset that we can get something out of this game and get behind the guys right from the start and make the presence felt.
One plus of Saturday, despite the horrendous result, was the big crowd, wasn't it? Nearly 2,000 home supporters. I mean, that shows, doesn't it, that with the right circumstances and the right sort of marketing of a game, that there is a fan base in Morecambe for a league club.
Indeed. And, you know, you do question it at times. You do look at why people don't come out. I think there has been a hangover, Tim, to Christie Park, even though it's a number of years ago now. That's one of the things that people keep raising. And I've got to say, the atmosphere was quite special because the North Stand was an awesome place to watch football from. And I think people have got to make the Globe Arena their own. We've got to stamp our mark on it. We can't keep harking back to the past. As much as some of us miss it, we've got to move forward and we've got to make the Globe Arena home. We haven't got the best record over the years at the Globe Arena. It's quite bizarre, really. Our away form is probably better than our home form, and that's something that needs looking at. Because people come to watch a football match, to watch a winning team, don't they? Sometimes it doesn't matter if you lose away. They'll come and watch on a Saturday because you've won the Saturday before. And that's something that does need a little bit of looking at. But it was encouraging, as you say, nearly 2,000 home support there, great atmosphere, good, solid support, loud, vociferous. It was excellent.
Another talking point from the weekend and from what you said at the Player of the Year awards on Saturday night, I think, was the pitch is going to be relaid. There's been lots of criticism of the pitch, no reflection of the groundsman at all, just a wear and tear on the pitch. There'll be a new playing surface for next season.
Yeah, it's a tired pitch. We've even come in for criticism, believe it or not, Tim, on social media for that. Why are we doing it? Why don't we just do X, Y and Z? You know, we've done all that, everything possible has been done, but football pitches, they do get tired. Absolutely, without any shadow of a doubt, no matter how much money is put into them, they get tired. We're not playing on a meadow anymore. It's a state-of-the-art pitch and it gets tired. the main stand with the configuration of it doesn't get a lot of sun under that area, and it does need relaying. Just waiting for a date now of when that's going to take place. But my understanding is it is going to happen.
The last couple of years have been horrendous at the club off the pitch, haven't they? Is there a hope, Rod, that with the right result at the weekend and today's announcement hopefully going in the right direction, things like the new pitch, that sort of thing, this could be the start of a new era at Morecambe if they can get that point on Saturday?
Yeah, I would absolutely subscribe to that. I mean, what you've got to look at, we've got a really good platform. We've got a solid base to work from. We need to just capture the imagination of the local support again and get them back on side to where we were. It's all possible. And, you know, you look at Accrington, John's done a great job this year, and I must offer my congratulations to them. John's an ex-shrimp favourite, and I think he's done a fantastic job. Although his budget is more than it was last year and the year before, there has been some investment there without a shadow of a doubt. So from that point of view, I think we have got that platform. You've got to look at clubs like Burton Albion, very, very similar base to Morecambe, you know, from the point of view of Northern Premier League conference, move of grounds, size of support, and look where they are now. And you know, they've done a fantastic job there. And if you're going to look at a model in English football, at our level, I think Burton Albion is the model to look at. It is possible.
Well, good luck for the weekend, Rod, and let's hope hundreds, maybe thousands of Morecambe fans take up that free travel offer.
Well, it's going very, very well at the moment, Tim. I think we've filled the third coach, and that actually now would be the fourth coach because there's an independent one before, which we are going to fund. So that is very encouraging. We're only Tuesday, 4 o'clock, so that is very encouraging.